Face it, stories in the media about Muslim American men are more likely to be about terrorism threats than love or romance. But a new collection of essays by 22 Muslim American men sets out to change that narrative by letting readers into their love lives. Reporter Shuka Kalantari has a story.
Growing up, I lived in what you'd call a secular Muslim household. My family didn't pray five times a day, and we ate bacon. But there was one rule my parents always held on to.
It's not okay for you to have a boyfriend.
That's my mom. As a teenager, I wasn't supposed to look at boys or even think about boys. And I wasn't the only one. In Aisha Matu's last book, called Love Inshallah, she talks about challenges like mine for Muslim American women. But then Matu and her co-editor realized they only got half the story when they started hearing from Muslim men.
We were receiving emails by men who had read the first book. We were being stalked at dinner parties. We were being stopped on the street by our friends and acquaintances saying, where are our stories?
Matu thought about the image of Muslim men in the U.S., especially post 9/11, and how it was pretty one-dimensional.
It's basically a terrorism frame. It's the scary Muslim frame.
Matu's now trying to change that with her new book called Salam Love, stories about Muslim American men. They range from candid essays on marriage to quirky stories about the awkwardness of asking a girl out on a date. Mohammed Shama, a software developer in Berkeley, knew he had a story to tell about growing up as an Egyptian-American first-generation Muslim in the U.S. He writes about how, for years, he tried reconciling the Islamic belief of chastity until marriage with the raging hormones of an adolescent boy. That duality came to a head when he was 11 years old, during an innocent game of spin the bottle.
There was probably about four or five of us. I was the only Muslim kid. It was the first time I ever kissed a girl. But my mom found out, and I got the silent treatment for several days. And I knew that I had to make up for it with a lot of prayer at home.
Shama says he was racked with guilt over having kissed a girl. His mom said it was a sin. But that didn't mean he'd stop.
I had to balance this world where I wanted to just be another American boy, and yet she wanted me to be this model Muslim boy.
Shama hopes his story will help counter the negative image of Muslims here, especially Muslims with Middle Eastern-sounding names.
Not only does having a name like Muhammad make me get stopped at TSA, having a son whose name is Kareem get stopped when he's 8 months old because he's on a list. That, to me, is something that needs to change. I don't need to show my 8-month-old to passport control to say, look, you don't have to be worried about this boy.
Shama says intimate stories like his can show Muslims in a different light and chip away at stereotypes.
But if we're willing to talk about love, we're making that step towards that mutual agreement that, hey, we're really the same person.
It's not just first-generation Muslims that deal with stigma or the complications that come with love. Stephen Leeper in Oakland also contributed to the book. He says as an African-American Muslim, it's often twice as hard.
Because the oppression is double, you know, of being black and being a Muslim.
Leeper talks about how it was taboo for him to share his feelings with his family and even some of his ex-girlfriends.
Where I was told that I was weak and I was womanly and that I had too many emotions.
Now Leeper is happily married and living in Oakland.
By me telling the story and the detail that I tell it with the amount of vulnerability that I tell it, it helps give permission to young African-American Muslim men and just young African-American men to feel safe to tell their story.
Editor Aisha Matu just opened the door, she says, and hundreds of essays from across the country poured in. Muslim Americans are the most racially diverse religious group in the U.S. Matu says this diversity is reflected in these love stories. For the world, I'm Shuka Kalantari, San Francisco.